This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Police and protesters clashed Sunday night in Belarus after authoritarian leader Alexander Lukashenko appears headed for a huge win in the presidential election, despite a strong push by the opposition. About 1,000 protesters gathered in Minsk near an obelisk honoring the city. Police beat them with batons and used flash grenades and water cannons to disperse the protesters, who tried to build barricades with garbage cans. Lukashenko said earlier Sunday he will not tolerate demonstrators and warned that police will be tough. Exit polls and the election commission are giving Lukashenko about 80% of the vote, and the only opposition candidate to seriously challenge him, Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, has a scant 7%. Three other candidates were token challengers. Final results are expected Monday, but are unlikely to be radically different. Belarus did not invite independent European monitors to watch the vote, but election observers say Belarus has a long history of voting that is neither free nor fair. Tsikhanouskaya entered the race after her husband, opposition blogger and presidential hopeful Sergei Tsikhanouskaya, was arrested in May. Police charged him with attacking an officer and organizing mass unrest. He denies both charges. Tens of thousands of Belarusians backed Tsikhanouskaya as she cast her ballot on Sunday. She demanded that official results be free of fraud. Lukashenko has been in power since Belarus declared independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. More on this and other stories can be found at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.